Good day to you. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. This is a very therapeutic thing for me to do. I think at this point in my life, like, everything that I do is pretty much therapeutic. Like, I got... it's like... But I think sometimes we don't understand the things that we love and enjoy doing is actually therapeutic. It gives us relief. It gives us, brings us joy and peace and happiness. So me saying that, I don't think I'm always in depression, because I'm not. It's just coping with life like everyone else does. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. MIOUXNIE. Yes. Moni's in the building. So my birthday came and went. October came and went. Damn near 2021 came and went. 2020 flew by. 2021 is about gone. Christmas time is about here. So, like, I am working on loving every moment. Even the hard times. Even the times when you are just overwhelmingly lonely. The times that you would love to have someone to spend some time with, to share experiences, you would just love it. You just, like, that's something that you want, you desire. Oh shit, let me just book. Damn it, I want love. Okay, you know, I see my siblings, like, actually experiencing things on a different level. And I'm like, hello, me too. Like, I actually want it. See, on the flip side, my mom, she's like, oh no, I got Jesus. I have Jesus, praise God. Okay, well, no, thank you. I want a man. not saying Jesus is not, but it's a little bit different, I guess. No, that's not the same. And I'm not, like, desperate or anything. It's just I'm just spilling my, like, heart out for a second. Because I've been in, and I'm trying to figure out if it's just because it's Scorpio season. And I'm thinking that it could be because I probably go through this every Scorpio season and don't even realize it. Like, just overwhelmed with emotions. Like, I have, like, good times. I love the season. It brings out the creativity in me. It makes me excited. This is the season for me. Like, the last quarter of the year, I just love it. And I'm also, like, my senses, I think, are heightened to where, like, I feel emotions differently. Especially this year, I've actually paid attention to it, and I'm noticing, like, because of so much that I let go of and so much that I was hiding, like, I'm just gonna be real, okay? Because this is what the hell y'all need to hear anyway. Like, I've dated, and these dudes want basically one thing. That's what I've seen. And when you don't give them what they want, then they are hit and miss. And then if you did give them what they want, they're hit and miss. So it's like, so the whole dating thing, I think, because dating is confusing. I don't know what the hell it means. Because you can date someone and then you can date a whole bunch of people. You need to get out there and date is what I hear. Okay, date different people. Dating is a confusing ass word. It is confusing as fuck. A person can say, you're dating me, okay? And then you can also be dating several other people. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, at this point, I date myself because, like, I mean, if I just date myself because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Like the things that when you've been out and off the market for a long time and then you get like on the market, there's a whole bunch of bullshit that you deal with. Let me tell you, there's a whole bunch of goddamn bullshit that you deal with that you don't want to deal with. Damn, I almost dropped my phone. That you don't want to deal with. You deal with men holding claims on you, but haven't shown up to the plate. Oh, but I'm trying to date you, but you're still, you're in communication with, you know, people from your past, and what? You haven't even done anything. We don't even talk on the phone. You only send me text messages via Instagram. Are you serious? You think this is pursuing me? Jesus have mercy. We are too motherfucking grown for some petty ass bullshit like that. I am a grown woman, even though I act like a little kid and I want to be bubbles and shit. But if a person wants to talk to me, like, can you have enough decency and respect to be a man? First of all, don't be a chicken and not call. I don't know what it is with the communication of people these motherfucking days. And this is why I get into this mode where I get super extra emotional because, like, well, not like I'm not crying or no shit like that, but people want you to understand them, know where they're coming from, blah, 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 this and this and this. And they don't even explain anything. Like, the communication of people these days is ass. Pure ass. Okay? I try to, you know, I'm okay with conversing with someone with talking on a phone. As long as they don't seem like a complete and utter, like, I was trying to say some things politely and politically correct. But as long as we can talk, you know, and befriend each other and be cool and have things in common, I'm cool with that. But as soon as like somebody starts getting, you know, and I'm questioning shit, then I'm like, okay, no. But I mean, can we at least get to the part to where we talk on the phone? Now, initially, I don't do that. Like, being on dating apps, no, you're going, oh, I don't be on here. Can you just give me your phone number? Are you crazy? You got to be kidding me. You just said hello, and the first thing you come out with, I don't really talk on here. Let me just have your phone number. Dude, yo, I don't even know if that's a great idea. Stop. Cut it out. At least if you really are interested in me, like, be understanding enough to know that I need to get to know you a little bit better on here, on an app before I can give you my phone number. And if that doesn't work out, then it just doesn't work out. Yeah, shit. But I have standards when it comes to actually, like, getting to know people because I do. There's a process And I've gone through my own share of learning that just because you initially hit it off in the beginning, like, watch the flags. Just be careful. And just be careful. Because you can get involved in some shit that, you know, like, oh shit, this is not what I signed up for. I've had people, oh my God, I've had just ridiculous amounts of things. People get mad because, oh, you have been in a long relationship before. And basically the whole hitch thing. Oh, you were... Why would that be an issue? Oh, you didn't tell me. Because we don't talk. Oh, you... What type of work do you do? I'm an artist designer, and then I do, like, side hustles. No, I didn't finish college. I mean, it's like all these different things. Like, dudes have criteria too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if we match, we match. We don't, we don't. If I try and open myself up and it don't work, it just don't. I'm trying to learn how to deal with this shit. It's annoying as fuck. Like, because, you know, you want to find something that's really real. You don't want to find somebody that is talking shit about you, like, because there's no pause on your weird. Like, I'm not going to forget that. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah. Anyway. And I think it was because, like, I do the voices, and when I'm doing the characters sometimes, and but I did it like twice, and then the other person was doing it too, so I was completely confused. I don't know. There are also those people who are afraid of what people think. And that's what I'm understanding too. Like, not everybody wants to be seen with a woman that paints herself, no college degree. I went to college, I'm smart as shit, and I'm creative as fuck, but that doesn't mean anything when you're bringing somebody home to your parents, or you're being seen, you got a reputation in the streets, or you got, you know, these dudes out here. Oh, well, I'm a preacher's child, and I mean, so am I, damn it. So I can't be seen. My dad or my mom is not going to approve of this. Okay, so the point is, like, when are we gonna grow up and just go after what we actually want? And stop being so pulled by what people think of us. Like, we just do, and we navigate life, and I'm seeing it regularly. Like, we navigate life like people are in charge of what we do. To me, it's a whole lot of enslavement, and people don't even know they're enslaved. Like, y'all are literally following somebody else's plan for your life. Like, you know that I don't feel right about this. It's not who I am. But you're doing it anyway because you don't want to burn bridges. Or you don't want to be looked at like a certain type of person. But then you're doing it behind closed doors. Okay, see, this is how I changed my fucking life. This is how I changed my fucking life. Because my entire life, I've been different. My mom used to call me John the Baptist. I don't know why I didn't eat locusts. I only ate, like, my mom told me when I was like 3 years old, I ate a grasshopper before. So my siblings used to eat ants. They were weird. They were so weird. I don't know why my siblings, and they ate them together. My younger brother and sister, I'm like, why are y'all literally on the ground picking them up with a finger, like pushing down on them, putting in your mouth? You're gross. You're absolutely despicable. You're not my siblings. But she called me John the Baptist, and it was because, like, I chose to dress differently. Sometimes I wore afro, sometimes I wore cornrows. I would always have a different hairstyle, like, every day. I also danced. I would make my own jewelry. I would design clothes and, like, cut out shapes on my pants and draw stuff on my pants. I wore bell bottoms. I wore flares. I wore I forgot what the name of the other pants were, but they were just the big pants. I was just myself. I didn't want to be like everybody else. I never wanted to be like everybody else. Well, we didn't have any money to get shit like everybody else anyway. Like, I didn't walk around with Jordans and shit like that. I went around with whatever I had. And most of the time, it was hand-me-downs. So, I made do with what I had. But I guess it started opening me up to just becoming. And I appreciate my mom. My mom really didn't have the money to buy me dresses and stuff and like that anyway, but she didn't force me to wear dresses. She didn't force me to be extra girly when I was younger. Now, when I got older, she was like, why don't you put on a dress? Why don't you look pretty? Why don't you look cute? Why don't you put on some makeup? When I got older. But younger, she still allowed me to be who I was. And I actually really appreciate that, because she was strict. She was super strict. We used to have to pray 6 and 8 hours a day. But as far as me being able to wear afro and, you know, and dress like a tomboy, she didn't say anything about that. But so maybe that's what opened me up to being able to be completely different and not have to mask who I was. Now, at the same time, there came a point where I started asking questions about Christianity, because there were things that I didn't understand. I was like, well, why do we believe like this? And why does this have to happen? And why does this? And why is that? And why do we have to pray all day? Why do we have to do this? You know, questioning things. And then when my mom started saying, well, the Bible says, well, the Bible says, well, the Bible says, and I'm like, So the only thing that we're going by is this book. That's who knows how old it is, but it's been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten and rewritten over a thousand years. So, like, I'm like, can stuff get misinterpreted? And then we're supposed to take everything literally. Like, so I had questions, and my mom was like, well, you just need to have a relationship with God. You need to talk to God. So that's one thing that I did growing up. That's all I had. I felt like when it came to certain things, I didn't have even my mom to talk to, because my mom didn't know what to do in half the situations that I experienced. So I talked to God. My relationship with God, I felt, was on point, because I knew I could talk to him about anything. Now, did I still struggle and go through a whole bunch of bullshit? Yes, I did. Did I always think that he was listening or answering me? No, but I felt like that I wanted to talk. that God has given me signs over the years. And maybe he was giving me signs when I was younger, and he probably did, but I didn't understand what they were and I wasn't paying attention. I don't know. But at this point, God literally talks to me. He uses signs and like the universe, his creation, to talk to me. And I believe that with my whole heart, because it's happened like too many damn times. And my relationship with God, it's not like you know, what people would think a relationship with God is. Because it's like I cuss and, you know, I'm straight up with God. I'm like, I tell him what I feel. I don't sugarcoat shit, because he's the one who created me. And I remind him, I'm like, God, you created me. You created this person that I am. You already know this shit about me. God, I need you to help me. I need you to show me that this is going to be okay. Because right now I'm not feeling okay. I mean, being like, not like everything, get on your knees and fold your hands and pray the prayer that's disconnected from God completely. So I have a relationship with God. No matter what anybody thinks or says, it doesn't even fucking matter. And even as far as my paintings are spiritual things. My artwork is spiritual things. It's like, it's coming from my soul. It's not just a piece of artwork. It's more than that. Because sometimes I was going through some things and it's what brought me out. And a lot of people could be actually helped by some of the artwork just sitting in their house, because artwork can be very soothing. I am very confident about the artwork that I do, because I know that God put it inside of me for me to give out to other people, for it to inspire and to motivate and bring prosperity and love and happiness and joy to people's environments. So I know what I'm doing. Now, my problem is getting the correct exposure, because I sometimes don't know how to put it out there. But I'm learning, I guess. Sometimes I don't feel like making a video or doing it like that. And then you got to be 3 videos a day. And I'm like, oh my God. That's how we get exposure? 3 videos? Oh, shit. So much. I need to make some coffee. But, I just needed to decompress in this podcast, so yeah. But I want to see people free. I know I'm free, and I'm free being me. I now the next part is like the complete financial freedom, and the freedom to love. I've always wanted to be super loving and there's a word for it I'm looking for, but I can't think of it. But super affectionate, that's what it is. Affectionate towards someone. And I've held that back for so long because I was so used to being the rough Moni. I was so used to it. It was a habit because I had to be protective. And then now when I talk to people, I realize they don't even know the softer side. And then the ones that have known me for a while. And then the new ones, they think that I'm just a pushover. So it's like, look, I'm gonna give everybody a piece of all of me, and then y'all gonna be confused as hell. And y'all be like, this nigga crazy. She is a damn fool. But it's hard when you want to give affection, but you want to actually give it to someone who you want to give it to. You don't want to just give it out. Yeah. So I don't give it out. For what? There's nobody who's proven worthy of my affection. I'm not just gonna let me get some coffee. I don't know, I might get on here and talk again today. This is the day that I am taking off to do some stuff on a computer and do some different type of work, and then because for the next 7 days I'll be working on a schedule. So today is my like chill day. So yeah, I hope y'all have a great day. Look in the mirror, because it is November 1st. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You're confident, happy, healthy, wealthy. Full of confidence, and that you're getting shit done. And that you're going to be and you are who God has planned for you to be. Remember that. And I'm telling myself this. Remember who you are. Remember your core. The core of who you are. And never be ashamed to be that. No matter what people think, what people say, how people treat you, it doesn't fucking matter. The love that's for you will be there. The man or woman that's for you will be there. Okay? Follow me on Instagram and all the other shit. MIOUXNIE and Moni.com. And I'll talk to y'all soon. I mean, shit, maybe today. Maybe I need to take a nap and then get right back the fuck on here and say some more shit. I hope y'all have a great day. It's Moni.